Are you also tired of one-size-fits-all weight loss plans? Meet Noom, the personalized solution that meets you where you are. Noom is able to understand your unique needs, from dietary restrictions to medical concerns. Unlike restrictive programs, Noom embraces your lifestyle and choices. Discover a sustainable approach to weight loss, tailored just for you. Honestly, Noom felt like it was made for me. It's not just about what I eat. It's about understanding why. With Noom, I've learned so much about myself and built healthier habits that stick. It's all about progress, not perfection. Say goodbye to restrictive diets and experience the Noom app for yourself with personalized lessons and expert coaching. Noom's psychology and biology-based approach has helped over 5.2 million people achieve their goals. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold. You love podcasts. The stories, the laughs, the unexpected turns. But when this episode ends, the silence starts. Not anymore. Audiobooks.com turns that silence into your next great adventure. With over 450,000 titles, from bestsellers to hidden gems, your love for listening just found its new best friend. And because you already know the joy of audio, we're giving you 3 free audiobooks to start your journey. Imagine your favorite podcast, now with unlimited episodes. That's audiobooks.com. Keep the story going. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. Because for podcast lovers like you, the end of an episode is just the beginning. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew? Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober. She's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some spunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him. It's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Testing. We're up. Testing. 1, 2, 3. We're up. Are you up? Are you up?
I'm up.
Are you hot? Is your mic hot?
Shh, don't go so loud. I don't want Raina to find out we're doing it.
Oh, okay. Is your mic hot? I already told her we're doing it.
Oh, you did?
But I said, wait a while.
Oh.
Don't come down in the beginning because you're aggravating. She gets aggravating. She thinks it's her podcast.
You know what it is? She's a bully to us and we don't like it. That's the truth. She can really bully us sometimes, don't you think?
Oh, yeah. She gets a little wise, a little. She was pretty smart yesterday.
Why? Why do people say wise and smart, meaning like an asshole?
I don't get what you're saying.
You're equating. I mean, I've heard it before. It's never been in my vernacular. Like, I guess it's.
Vernacular.
I think of it as Southern or something. When you say, like, don't get wise or whatever. What is it? Maybe it's, I guess it's whatever. People said that to you, don't be wise. And you took it to heart. You never have been wise since. Is that true?
Can we get started?
I'm asking a deeper question, but that's okay.
What's the deeper question? What?
Why do they say wise? Why do you say Raina's getting smart when you mean she's being an asshole?
No, I mean she's getting funnier or smarter. With her comebacks and her trash.
Oh, sorry. I misunderstood the whole thing. Sorry. Carry on.
When I said about the pool.
Sometimes you do call her wise, though, when you're saying.
What I said yesterday about getting her a pool, and I said to her, what have I said? What did I say?
Oh, you said, she said, I don't want an above ground pool.
That fell. How did that fall?
Hey, you know what? I get it now why your podcast is not bigger. Because you can't focus at all.
Why my podcast? It's mine.
Yeah, yeah. You want it to be like people are talking, you know, we're having a conversation and you're like, why'd that fall? Your OCD is like, you don't do anything to stop it. I think people with mental health issues are faking. I do. Sorry. Even myself, sometimes I think if I get like depressed, I'm like, am I just faking so I'll be able to lay around for a while?
Look, is she coming already? No, she can't be coming down already.
Oh, damn.
She really thinks.
Here she's getting her like fur jacket on. Here we go. Superstar in the house. It's because somebody gave her money. That person is an asshole.
So what did I say about the pool?
Now she thinks. Oh, you said you wanted to get her above ground pool.
And a small one.
I kept saying to you, are you going to get in the pool? And you were like, you know, no, basically hedging for a long time and then basically saying no.
No, I would.
I said, then don't, like, I don't want to get in a fucking baby pool. And Raina doesn't want to.
Not a baby pool, just something to kick around in.
Yeah, we've heard this argument 4 weeks and we've said, no, thank you.
Well, it's
and then you go to Raina. Come on, because she wants like an actual pool. She's like
a built-in.
And you are?
No, she wants a built-in.
Oh, and you were like, if I get it, you'll use it. And she goes, I'm not going to use it. You go, you've used pools at other people's houses. And then what did she say? What was her comeback? It was so good.
Was it doctor's hall?
Oh yeah, well you've been to the doctor's before. Should we get a doctor's office in our house?
She goes, I've been to the doctor's office before, but we're not building a doctor's office in our house.
Yeah, something.
Boy, you really fucking butchered that up.
You started the butchering. Maybe we should get her down here.
No.
We need her now. Stop.
She talked through the vent. Oh my God. And talked through the vent.
She talked through the vent. Oh, Raina. Go get a chair.
No, this early?
Take your time getting that chair. Yeah. Well, what do you have to say that's so great?
What do you mean, what do I have to say?
Do it now. She's not here.
I don't know. I mean, shit, we've done like, what, over 500 podcasts?
Good. Why would you say don't have Raina here and then be like, I can't do it?
No, I'm just saying that we've done like 500-something podcasts.
Who cares? People do.
How the fuck are we not famous from this?
Because that just fell. I try to get a little like, people on podcasts, they get into stuff. You know, you're just happy listing things about you and then moving on. You don't want to like have a discussion.
Oh, we always have discussions, deep ones.
Okay, go ahead. Let's do it.
So now I'm just going to get something to drink. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Talk with her for a second.
Talk with her.
Move over, Raina, too. Don't aggravate me. Do not aggravate me this time. Move over.
Use his until he gets back. Grab it. Here. Yeah. Oof.
Finally, he's gone.
You had to have a Google Meet with your teacher today.
I did.
And how did that go?
Went good.
What, do you try to joke around? Or one time I heard you and you made a joke.
No.
Yes. And I was like, good for you.
I wasn't joking. When?
You had, I don't know, this was like months ago.
I remember I had a call with my literacy teacher and I was eating my soup during it and she made fun of me for eating my soup. The microphone is right here. Do you want?
Ew. You got daddy's microphone.
Ew, he like makes out with it.
Please, though.
I have this scratch on my foot. I don't know where it came from.
Yeah, but people just have scratches, and I'm like I've been abducted by aliens sometimes.
I heard that whenever you get a random scratch or bruise on your body, it's when your soulmate gets a scratch or bruise.
What? Is there a joke at the end of this or what?
No, it's I'm having deep talks.
You believe in soulmates?
I mean, I get random scratches everywhere.
So you have to find someone. It's like, can I just see your toe?
I think my soulmate like is depressed or something. I keep getting scratches everywhere.
Yeah, they're self-harming. That seems not.
No,
not right.
Not right.
Sounds like something they do in Vikings.
Look, I broke my fidget spinner.
Aw.
Yeah.
We're not good at the podcast without Daddy.
Well, because the whole podcast is just us yelling at him.
I know. He has to say stupid stuff. And then we can really go to town with our humor.
Well, What did he say the other? The strawberries are growing in. We told him that he grew strawberries in like a strawberry garden.
Yeah.
And we go, oh, the strawberries are ripe. He goes, whose?
Yeah, he goes, whose strawberry? What? Move on. We said, your strawberries are ripe. And you go, whose?
I was just joking. Of course I know whose strawberries. And I can't stand, I did all that work for those little tiny strawberries. It's ridiculous. What
do you think? Do you think they're going to be huge?
Yes.
You know how that the ones that you get from like supermarkets, they are like genetically modified.
Yeah, wait till you get older. You'll see the difference between huge and those little tiny ones and how disappointed you'll be in life.
What does that mean? Is that sexual in some way? Why would she have to get older to know about sizes of strawberries?
A huge paycheck.
A huge paycheck?
Compared to a tiny one.
You're so...
What? You'll see.
Oh, you think even the strawberries are ripping you off?
Yeah.
It is.
Oh, boy.
What?
Are you making a lot of faces. I don't know.
Yeah, faces on podcasts. That works. Finish your homework for the school year? Because your school year is up tomorrow, right?
Tuesday.
Do you finish all your homework? Yes or no?
I mean, I still have stuff to do today.
Speak into the mic.
How close do you want me to get to the mic?
No, talk clearly.
You're saying ooge paychecks.
I didn't say ooge. I said huge.
I know, but it is huge.
I mean, you're not one to talk about talking clearly.
Oh, please. Tell me about what you have left to do.
I don't know.
How many projects?
Like schoolwork now. I just got to do stuff for school today and stuff.
How many projects?
I don't know.
If you fail something, it's big trouble.
Big trouble with Raina Voss. What is the big trouble? I used to always ask my mom when she'd be like, you'll get in trouble for this. So I'd be like, well, what is it? And I'd want to know so that I could determine whether I should. You know, you could like, then maybe I do want to do it.
You know?
Oh, brother, the agreeable sisters.
No, she's my mom. We're not sisters. That'd be gross.
Why would it be gross? You have two older sisters. Not
that old.
Because
she's also my mom.
Because, what?
So, all right, they're canceling everything. They canceled a TV show, Cops, after 31 years.
Wow.
Everything.
And it was, honestly, such a good show.
It was a show. I stream it every night.
I never saw it.
The writing is impeccable. Impeccable.
I binged it in 2 weeks. Yeah. I mean, I loved that show.
That was, wow, what a good show.
And I didn't read what's going on. Like, there's so many people on Facebook or...
Yeah, Facebook does have a lot of people on
Twitter.
It.
Shut up and wait till I finish it.
I did hear one time, only 1 in 5 people on the planet don't have Facebook.
Yeah, I think there's like 12 billion people on Facebook. 12 million people.
12 million? Boy, are you dumb. There's 300 and something million in this country. So 12 million. Repeat that.
In one Facebook group.
Let me finish. That's the classic.
Let me finish.
Excuse me.
Hey, talk clearly.
Everybody.
I've done 500 podcasts. I still don't know to move my face away from the mic when I'm burping.
So many. There's so many extremists on the left and on the right. It's insanity. Like, it's just, I want to block people all day. I go, I can't read their bullshit anymore. You know, and it's crazy. It's just crazy. You know, here's the
thing. That's 3 on the crazy marker.
Here's the thing about racism.
I don't know if you want to be talking about racism. It's an iffy subject.
Relax. You get these. It's been going on for how many hundreds of years? Hundreds of years. And.
What has been going on for hundreds of years?
What's that?
What has been?
Racism. Forever, from day one.
Probably thousands.
Thousands from day one. And then you get these pandering politicians on both sides, you know, that think, you know, like the ones that, I didn't even watch the video where they were kneeling and stuff and all the Schumer and Pelosi and all them. it's not a quick fix. It's not a quick fix. Just change your policies and make things better. And then fucking people on the right.
Forget about like wearing like whatever scarf or anything that you think is appropriate. Like to tells people that you're not racist.
Yeah.
It's doing the opposite, because what would tell people you're not racist is if you just like enacted laws that were helpful. And
yes, that's
change
okay.
the
it's
yes.
A, it's not a quick fix. It's not a scarf or putting on some kind of clothing.
It just seems, you know, and then, it seems so disingenuous.
And then the fucking people on the right are going, oh, there's no racism in what did, oh fuck, I forgot what, just one of the politicians, one of Trump's guys, there's no racism up in in the administration. What, the fucking whole thing is white pretty much.
Yeah, I saw this photo. It was like of Obama's, I don't know, the people who worked in the White House or whatever it was,
staff.
Yeah, I don't know, or like government people, something like that. But there was like half of them was like people of color, and then the ones for Trump people, all of them were white.
That's what I just said.
Yeah, well, she was showing you like the difference between the Obama administration.
Oh.
Yeah, administration. That's the right word.
Thank you.
Well, it's not a quick fix.
You're really growing up. You know that when it comes to race relations.
It's not a quick fix, and also...
How many times are you going to say it's not a quick
fix? Okay, if you're drinking every time he says not a quick fix, you're probably drunk right now. People have told me they hate that voice that I do.
Well, yeah, I tell you every time. It's not. No one laughs at it.
Well, no one laughs at the voice that...
Yeah, no, it's not... It's not a quick fix.
I just...
Welcome to not a quick fix.
I don't know.
You gotta drink so loud.
I gotta stay off of social media.
Deep thoughts with
social
Richard
media
Voss.
Because you sit there and you're going, like.
Well, don't. First of all, Facebook is the worst because you're just getting your like these people.
Oh, I read MSN.
I know you read MSN. I've heard you say that before.
I've also heard him say
that
it's not
going to
be a quick fix.
It's not going to, first of all, I deleted Facebook years ago and it never came up again in my brain. Like, it's
you
know not.
What? I'm
not
an say that a bunch of times, you know.
What?
Weird how you say it's never come up in your brain.
What'd she say?
But I hear you say that same thing at least twice a week.
No, maybe not that much. But it's because I'm always telling Daddy to, like, I'm trying to show by example. You can get rid of it and live a great life. I'm carrying the message.
Why you do
no
Instagram
Facebook.
Nonstop?
I just re-downloaded Facebook.
I don't do Instagram. I don't do any social media
you
nonstop.
The
most I do is Twitter.
Yeah,
but I'm reading like news a lot on the Twitter.
I don't
not
get Twitter. Where's the funny stuff? I see a bunch of funny stuff.
I don't know. I just go to the trending.
I see a bunch of stuff on Instagram and like TikTok of funny stuff on Twitter. Where's the funny? I don't see any funny stuff on there.
Because you're a visual comedy person. You've been raised that way, so
no,
you don't get words.
Yes.
Your generation doesn't understand.
Well, if you want to see something funny, take a picture of your hairdo and put it on Twitter. Take a look at that. What the
at
heck?
At least I'm not hiding my bald spot with a hat.
I don't have a bald.
Oh, a self-made bald spot.
Yeah, self-made one.
You can cut your hair.
You're kind of cute though.
I'm kind of cute though.
Okay, anyhow.
Have we done enough time yet?
No.
Only 16 minutes? It's insane. We've done nothing. Stop looking at...
What?
I
just looked at you.
You're so mean, though. I would
I'm
never
mean.
Be that mean to you.
I'm not mean to you.
Yeah.
I always say how good your dinners are. I was thinking today...
Please, don't try to give me compliments because it makes you sound horrible. Oh, don't. Don't.
What?
But I'm just saying.
What?
Go. I'd never be that mean to him. But and then you say things like that. I don't know.
What did she say?
She's trying to say I said something behind your back, but I was just joking around to her. It's stupid.
About what? About weight or
no.
Penis size?
Oh, to my daughter, Rich. I don't even remember what the joke was.
What the hell?
Yeah.
Come on, Rich.
And some, if you were if in in, you know, in the mo- in the TV shows we watched, you'd probably be married by now and a queen somewhere.
If I was in like Indonesia, I'd be married by now.
Why Indonesia?
Isn't the consent age like 12 there?
I don't know. You would know. You do all that study and shit.
I know. She's always
I
like,
I study all the consent.
What are the consent ages of every country?
Wonderful.
You have such a passion for knowing consent ages.
Did you see Trump call that 75-year-old guy that was pushed down? He was probably a member of Antifa. Is Trump losing his fucking mind?
He's hanging on for dear life.
Are they all, is Pelosi, Schumer, Trump, are they
all, yes.
They're all losing their fucking minds. Yes. All of them. On both sides. We got a bunch of out-of-touch politicians. They're all out of fucking touch. They're old.
They live
old.
In a bubble. But that's the thing. Everybody's they're
loaded.
In their own bubble.
They're fucking rich.
You're
they don't
rich.
Do.
Mom's fucking rich.
Oh.
Not that often.
Please.
For money. I'm 12.
You know, they're all out of touch. You know, and whatever the masses say, do they.
I think I learned something today. Dad what? Loves repeating things.
I know. It's all he does. He goes, he thinks really hard and then says the thing he just said.
No, I'm just saying.
It won't be a quick fix because it's not a quick fix. You know what it is? It is not a quick fix.
All the people who are out of touch in this dang out of touch office that's out of touch.
They're loaded. They're rich. I'm not saying rich people.
They're out of
people, but they're loaded and rich. But I'm not saying rich people because I'm rich, and she's fucking rich, but not that often.
What the
fuck? You're
gonna let her talk that way on the podcast?
Yeah. Why would I? You are also a parent.
You're the mother.
I don't have an issue with it. If you have an issue with it,
well, you don't have an issue with her cursing.
Not on the podcast. No. Why would I?
It's gonna come back. To haunt her.
To haunt me,
okay,
person?
If you on it, if you,
I'm against
that,
it. I'm
well,
against
then
it.
Then you don't tell me. Leave me out of it. You cut out the middleman. Go right to the source that's
don't,
upsetting
don't
you.
Don't talk that way anymore.
It's not like I said. What do you mean? Come back to me. It's not like I said something racist or like a slur. I said the F word.
Yeah.
What if? What if religious people come after us?
Oh yeah. No. Oh, shiver me timbers.
How did you hear that one?
It's my favorite catchphrase. Yeah. Oh my God. I thought you were going to hit me.
You did look like you were going to hit her.
It was a bug.
I was like,
I was
that's not a funny joke. There's a bug.
He put his hand on it.
Where'd you learn Shiver Me Timbers from?
It's my favorite catchphrase.
From where did you learn it?
What do you mean from where? From
what? It's from a cartoon.
I don't know. It's from
a cartoon.
Great Britain. I don't know. What do you?
It's not from Great Britain. It's from a cartoon.
Everything from something doesn't mean I saw it from something.
Oh, you.
Oh God.
Oh God, you're gonna stay back.
Shiver me timbers.
Well, anyhow, it's not.
Are
a
we done yet?
You know, they're
is it from like Peter Pan.
No.
Captain Hook would say that. Well, shiver me. It seems like a pirate type thing.
Oh, maybe.
Maybe.
But I think it was from a cartoon. From
Captain
Snagglepuss.
Hook?
No.
From what?
Too bad we didn't have a device that would tell us. But
yeah.
Yeah, it's called Google.
Oh!
Ding, 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 ding.
I'll get you a barbecue. You love barbecues.
Yeah, I'm going to get one. We just got one today and delivered.
No, that's not a barbecue.
It's a fire pit that you can
cook
on.
The bonfire. A barbecue
it's
is
a fire pit, stupid, and you can cook on
bonfire,
it.
Bonfire, fire pit, same thing. But this, I mean, okay.
It's not a bonfire, something you do at a school pep rally. Or it's not a bonfire. You know what a bonfire
don't
is?
Don't you do that at a school pep rally? you do a bonfire?
Do you know what a bonfire is?
Did we talk about that on the podcast?
I think we did. I think we talked about the party pianos.
Do you know what a bonfire is?
Yes, it's like a fire.
It's a
why are you burping into the mic? What is wrong with you?
Towards us. At least if you're going to burp into the mic, turn away.
A bonfire.
A bonfire.
Is a radio show with Big J Okerson and Dan Soder.
This is funny. That was like a twist that surprised me. That truly surprised me when you said that.
What a mislead.
Okay, next.
Didn't she used to do Uncomedy? What was it called? like, you know, not alternative. What was
on
it?
Cabaret?
No, she used to do like comedy that destruct you know,
anti comedy.
Yeah, kind of. But there was another name.
No, that was it.
Anti
comedy. Comedy is comedy. I don't even like that word. The word
anti jokes.
Comedy is an unfunny word. If you say, I don't know, it just makes you sound unfunny when you say comedy. That's just my views on things.
So you should never say comedy?
Yeah, it's an unfunny word. Like, I feel like jokes is better.
Jokes?
I'm a joker. Yeah. Oh, I joke around, but not like I do comedy. Because it just makes you seem unfunny.
The word comedy, not funny. We're learning a lot here from Raina Voss. Raina Voss, an expert. How long have you been an expert in the field of jokestering?
Oh, shiver me timbers. So, you know, these
parents
people
trying to get their kid to like them. So that's what this podcast is.
I'll like you when you stop doing that voice.
I didn't do it that time. I did a singing thing.
The problem is like, the politicians are so out of touch with.
So out of touch.
We need a young.
Ready? Coming up again in 5, 4.
I want a young.
Not out of touch.
I want a president that reminds me of like John Kennedy. I want a young guy. Even
a young guy.
Who was the guy? Pete, Mayor Pete. Someone a little
you
charisma.
You can masturbate,
dude. Somebody.
I had to say it, Raina, and you were just collateral damage because I was not letting that joke go by.
That's for me.
Oh my gosh, this is a lawyer.
I think it's scam.
Hello? It's an urgent message for the vehicle owner. We've been trying to reach you about your car's extended warranty. You should have received something in the mail about your car's extended warranty.
What? You stay
on
the phone?
This is from a car. This is.
I've gotten that 8,000 times.
Want me to, talk to them?
No.
It's an automated message.
Press 1. Do you know that's not a real person? Hey, stop saying press 1. I gotta talk to you.
What's that?
Stop texting when you're on the.
I'm not
like,
texting at all.
He can't. He has.
Pronounce
he has,
your words, honey.
I'm not texting.
I'm not texting. I'm not texting.
He's still your dad.
Oh. I stole my what?
Nothing.
All right, let's get this started.
They're so out of touch.
You know, with all this is going on, I'm not even keeping up on the rap wars, but I know Nicki Minaj teamed up with TX9147- whatever his name is.
69.
Do you know his name, Raina?
69?
He has a lot of letters and numbers before it.
It's a 6IX and a 9INE.
What's that stand for?
6'9".
What do you mean 6'9"? Oh, 6IX is 6.
Yeah.
9, why 6'9", though? Is he born 1969?
I don't think so.
You're joking.
Oh, no, he would be 50.
You're joking, right?
What is 69? The sexual position?
Yeah.
No, why would he do that?
I mean, to be provocative.
Nah, that seems crazy.
He tattooed his face. I mean, he doesn't care.
I'm going to get a neck
tattoo. He raped a 13-year-old.
Don't say that.
Oh, allegedly.
Don't say.
I'm pretty sure, wasn't there like a video? I don't know. I don't keep up with him.
Well, see.
You knew more than us.
Well,
you knew how to say his name.
6'9"?
I know. But why?
Why was he like, dash? It was like he was reading the back of a router. Dash, 6, 4, 7.
I thought you had to pronounce all that stuff.
@E5.
I thought you had to pronounce all those letters.
They're not even in his name. What do you mean all those letters?
That's look at his name.
6'9".
That's how letters
work. He just substituted two letters for numbers.
Oh, pretty smart.
How did it mess you up that bad?
He's got rainbow hair too.
How did it mess you up that bad?
Is that real hair?
If that was like an IQ test and it was like, what do you think this, what's the closest number to this? Would it be like 8, 9, 6, 6, 4, or would it be like 6, 9?
I would study and look at it. I don't really pay attention
to it. What do you mean?
That's, I think, honestly, 100% of your problem is that you don't spend any time trying to get something. Like when we said, like, the strawberries are ripe. Whose? It's like if you just thought, no, but you do it all the time. All the time.
Who? Who does?
Stop. I know you're doing it now.
Oh, Dorothy. Wait till you get back. Wait till you get back to Kansas.
Like even your best, some of your best friends, you don't know how to say their names because you just won't put it in.
Nordstrom.
Last night, Raina called him Jim Nordstrom. Raina was doing this about the above ground pool.
Yeah. Who wants a freaking above ground pool?
What would my friend say?
You said, let's think about what your friends would say.
What friends?
Keith would be like, boss, what the hell, man? You got an above ground. What is this? What are you doing? The landscaping guys would be like, we did so much work to try and get your backyard nice, and then you ruined it with a pool, above ground pool. What is that?
Sounds exactly like Keith. What about the pest control guy?
I came here to get the rats out of your yard. And
we
then
don't
you're
have
just
rats.
And then you're just putting more pests in your yard with an above ground pool.
You're the pests.
Who else? What other friends?
Okay, they get the joke.
No, but you don't. Do you remember the names of my friends that would say stuff?
Colin?
Who? Who?
Colin?
What would Colin say?
The same thing as Keith and the pest control guy and the landscaper.
How would Colin say it?
Same voice.
How?
Boss, what'd you do to your yard?
What about Bobby? What would Bobby say?
Probably the same thing in the same voice.
Bobby has an above ground pool.
Yeah, and he is, I don't know.
He has a kid, a little kid that goes in it.
Yeah, let's wrap this up.
30 minutes. We got to go pick up stuff. And I got to be back.
Don't even have my locker stuff.
I got to be back by 4.
It's mind bog. I don't get how your brain works. I'm tired of it.
All right, leave. What are you doing? You can't just leave.
You just told me to leave. Now you two will do some insane fucking podcast for half an hour.
No, I'm going to wrap this up. Do you have anything you want to plug? Do you have any?
Anyone want to make some donations for us to get an in-ground pool? Come on, I really want an in-ground pool, but it costs like $10,000.
It costs more than $10,000.
Well, the pool itself costs $10,000, then you also need money for the people to install it and dig it all up, and you need the money for the water and the cleaning and all of it.
And also, they should pay the monthly charge, too, of the, like, because it's going to be kind of like a pretty big electricity bill and stuff, right?
Maintenance.
So when you do donate the $12,000 plus the $10,000, remember that also there will be a monthly fee.
You will get a shout out on the podcast, though. You will. We'll plug your Instagram or Twitter or whatever you want.
Do you think those rich people have Instagram and Twitter?
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, why wouldn't they? I don't get your fucking brain.
No,
they probably got their own separate phone for their
social
media.
Somebody would donate. I'm talking about not celebrities, just some rich person is sitting there on Twitter. You think Bill Gates?
Not everybody has Twitter to pretend fame, kind of a thing. Some people just have Twitter because just the same way you have fucking Facebook, which is just a list of nonsense from stupid people.
If they're listening to this podcast, the probability that they have some sort of social media is very high.
Very high.
Very high.
Well, whatever. I'm not.
It means that they've literally gone through all of everything else to get to this.
All right. What do you think they know about you and mom to listen to this podcast? They probably got Instagram or Twitter.
All right, we got to wrap this up. Randy, anything you want to plug?
I just did the pool. PayPal.
Somebody save me.
All right.
An in-ground pool. It'd be so nice.
Stop. Shut up. It's all we hear all day.
Yeah, nobody wants
to have a party. All of us.
All right. Say goodbye, everybody.
Bye.
Peace out, homie.
She really hates him. It's really true. Why did she marry this jackass Jew?
Some people say that opposites attract, but this seems more like a suicide pact. He's totally sober, she's not that drunk. He's really old and she's got some smunk. He's totally holy as an asinine bomb, and she's just a little less dumb. She really hates him, it's really true. But somewhere deep down, she loves him too.
Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.